Well, we're still looking at that with the government. I mean, no, these situations only came to light yesterday. We've been working with government since then. We've been at the LGA trying to establish exactly the scale of the problem. And with, 500 councils across the UK, that's not a small task. So we're still actually in the fact-finding phase at the moment. We know already that there are over 100 councils affected. We know that there are in the region of £800 million thus far. So we're talking, substantial sums of money. The picture will look very different across the country. A big county like Kent, for instance, will be more easily able to absorb the financial loss than a very small district with a much smaller budget. So the picture will look very different. I think we still need to, before kind of rushing to decide what kind of assistance that would be, whether it's additional expertise or help with, restructuring or whatever that's going to be, we just need to get a clearer picture of what's going on. And that's something that we'll be working on over the next few days and working alongside the government on that.
The government has said it's not prepared to guarantee local authorities deposits with Icelandic banks, something that it has done for private investors.
Yes, and we're disappointed with that. That's what we were pushing for yesterday when we met with ministers. But as I said, discussions are still going on. That was an initial meeting to discuss the issue. Blanket guarantees, can't really be given when you don't know exactly the scale of the issue that you're facing. So we weren't really expecting that blanket guarantee yesterday, but we are still speaking to government. We are still saying that councils who invested prudently, who followed the government's guidance, who took advice from financial advisors on the credit worthiness or otherwise of banks, and we need to remember that these Icelandic banks had AAA ratings until only last week, then councils in those positions shouldn't be penalised for having done the right thing and should be treated in the same way as individual taxpayers. Now, those discussions are still going on with government. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but that's where we're at the moment.
Are we looking at council tax rises or cuts in local services?
Well, certainly in the short term, councils will do all they can to ensure that there are no cuts in services. Councils have contingency plans in place for this kind of situation. So, for instance, when we had the flooding last year, councils acted very swiftly to rehouse people very quickly. When we had foot and mouth a few years ago, councils in the relevant places acted very quickly. So councils will seek to ensure that they are delivering the services, and actually there's no evidence at the moment that there's a risk to frontline services, and councils will obviously be prepared to do that. Moving forward, I mean, I think it's far too early to speculate around issues around council tax. We don't know where we're at. We don't know what some of those kind of the solutions might be, and certainly both we and the government would be keen to ensure that that taxpayers are protected as far as possible, and council tax rises are something that is not something we wanted to be doing, but we can't give any guarantee at the moment. But we're certainly looking to ensure that, in the medium term, that is minimised. But certainly the first priority has got to be ensuring the stability of services, particularly to vulnerable people, and that seems to be what councils are getting on with.